There was a time before settlers arrived in Virginia, before metal plows made it possible to plant neat rows of cotton, tobacco, and corn, when dawn here probably sounded like this. Hundreds of songbird species, many now rare or endangered, fed on the seeds of native grasses and wildflowers. Today, they're coming back, thanks to a unique partnership between Virginia Tech, state foresters, and a businessman from Ohio who found cheap farmland in Virginia.
These are old cattle farms that have been abandoned, old tobacco farms that have been abandoned. There's over 3 million acres of underutilized land just in Southside Virginia. I can't find that in the Midwest.
Fred Circle heads a company called FDC Enterprises, a firm looking to lease and restore farmland to its original state with wild grasses and flowers that will feed birds, bees, and butterflies.
These plants capture a lot of carbon. It all gets transferred into the root systems. The native grasses, like switchgrass, have a very extensive root system, some going down 10 to 14 feet.
Those roots hold the soil, protecting it from erosion. And because carbon is stored in the roots, there's very little pollution when native switchgrass is cut, dried, and burned. This year, FTC harvested 7,000 tons of the stuff from Campbell and Halifax counties, while new plants took root near Harrisonburg, Amherst, and Elkton. By 2017, Circle hopes to harvest twice as much of this clean, renewable fuel.
The thing that's neat about it is that this is sustainable, and it is an annual check.
Former Tech researcher Charlie Kushwa now works for FDC.
It's called mailbox money. You come the first of the year and get your check.
But it took some effort to find farmers willing to lease land for switchgrass. Fred Circle remembers the first man to sign up, a physician and farmer who lived about an hour southwest of Richmond.
Dr. Hugo Falcon, the director of medicine here at Piedmont Geriatric Hospital, a guy with a lot of vision.
His vision entailed growing switchgrass on his 600 acres, then using it to fuel the hospital's boilers, which had been running on oil. It took years to convert the equipment and determine how best to grind the grass, but Circle says they did it.
This is the only place in the country that's using grass to burn in a power plant. Think about that.
Brian Becker has been doing just that as manager for the state's Community Wood and Energy Program.
Over $1 billion a year leaves our Virginia economy for the purchase of fuel oil, propane, and kerosene.
Better, he says, to keep that money here. He's worked with FDC to find new markets for switchgrass and has watched as this state became the number one producer in the nation.
About 5 years ago, they had about 200 acres. Now they have close to 3,000.
He's also promoted the use of wood chips and sawdust, waste products from local sawmills, which, if burned at high temperature, produce very little pollution. We'll have that story tomorrow. I'm Sandy Houseman.